49er fans, game day is finally here. It's time to answer your pregame questions in a segment that we like to call Teddy Football. Here to answer your questions is the voice of the San Francisco 49ers, Ted Robinson.
Thanks for tuning in to week 6 of Teddy Football. Scott Kegley here with the voice of the San Francisco 49ers, Ted Robinson. It's a 49ers versus Giants, a rematch of last year's NFC Championship game right here at Candlestick Park. And emotions have to be running high this week. A lot of comments back and forth between Jim Harbaugh and Kevin Gilbride of the Giants. And a lot at stake this week, too, Ted.
Well, yeah, obviously the stakes are terrific, Scott. And one of the things, and I did a couple of minutes of homework on this week, is, you know, it's a big week for the 49ers because we'll have the Seattle Seahawks here Thursday night, first division game of the year. And you look at the NFC West right now. Mm-hmm. Now, example, the NFC East, the Giants are 3-2, and the other teams are all are the Eagles, I think, are 3-1. Anyway, the division's much more tightly bunched. All four teams in the NFC West are winning. The NFC West has not had two winning teams in a season since 2003. It was the last time. 2004 was the last time there was a wild card out of our division. That was St. Louis at 8-8. Mm-hmm. 2003 was the last season there were two winning teams that made it to the playoffs out of the NFC West. So I think that changes this year, hence the importance of a game like this. And yeah, you know, I talked to some of the New York Giants people when I got here this morning, and their belief is Kevin Gilbride was making a complimentary statement with what he assumed was a somewhat innocuous aside about Justin Smith, and of course it got blown up, which is always the story, is that no matter what you say, in the ears of the receiver, it can be differently, and clearly Jim Harbaugh took great exception to what Gilbride said.
Yeah, the war of words certainly adding some fuel to the fire that exists between these teams. And Ted, what keys to the game is we look at these matchups and teams that are kind of built the same way, and obviously a few pieces from the Giants last year and Jacobs and Manningham now moving over on the San Francisco side of the ball. And how do you see this one shaking out? And do you think those two additions could influence the outcome today?
Well, certainly Mario Manningham has a great chance to influence it, Scott, because, again, one of my things I've noticed this week is how many times it's been referenced that in the championship game last year that the wide receivers had one catch for 3 yards, which is true. But people always leave out the rest of the story, which was, who were the wide receivers? The 49ers had four wide receivers dressed for the NFC championship game last year. Michael Crabtree, Kyle Williams, who was inactive week one last year, Brett Swain and Joe Hastings, who are no longer in the NFL. Those were the four wide receivers. So the point is that with Mario Manningham and Randy Moss and Ted Ginn back, and Kyle Williams now with another year of experience and a much better contributor at wide receiver, that this is a more solid wide receiver core. And the other question to the game is, I think, fairly obvious to everybody, is the New York Giants defensive line is the strength of their team. They haven't played like that strength the first five games. They need to elevate. Can the 49ers O-line, which has been playing very well, handle that? The Giants are like the 49ers. They pretty much survive defensively on getting pressure with four. You know, they don't blitz a lot. The 49ers last week did not send more than four rushers once, not one play last week against Buffalo. Now, they didn't need to either, which is another factor. But what I'm saying is the team's defensive philosophies pattern each other and they mimic each other in that way. So can the Giants' defensive front get some pressure today?
Yeah, and you had to like what you saw last week, 621 total yards on offense, which franchise record for the 49ers. And you mentioned some of the receivers that are starting to improve and just the overall core improving. But you have to like what you see, kind of some chemistry starting to build between Alex and Mario Manningham, got in the end zone last week, as well as Crabtree, that 100-yard day.
Yeah, that's... You know, the Smith-Manningham one you point out, Scott, that's excellent. And the other thing the 49ers did last week, and Greg Roman dialed up a perfect play call game, was the number of first down strikes. Buffalo, I think, was prepared for the 49ers to line up and ground and pound. And on first down, Greg Roman took some shots up the field and some big plays. I think there were four or five big first down pass plays last week. So, and that's something to watch, I think, early today, because the Giants' secondary is a little bit thinner. They're starting Their first round pick from last year that barely played, Amukamura, is playing one corner. The safety Phillips is out. So their secondary is not at its prime strength. Can the 49ers test that?
Yeah, well, the 49ers will need to get another great performance from their offensive line, because the Giants can certainly pin their ears back when they want to on that front four. Let's jump into some questions here from Twitter, Ted. The first one from @DL Kern. How big of a motivator is last year's playoff loss, that game we talked about earlier, the NFC Championship?
Well, that's been a big question this week. And I would tell you that I asked Carlos Rogers that the other day, and he admitted that, you know, look, we can all say it doesn't mean something, but it does a little bit mean something, because, you know, that was obviously a prize that we wanted. They got it. And the other factors you have to remember was that the 49ers had to watch the Giants celebrate here and listen to them in the locker rooms that are close by each other here at the Stick. And you could hear them. And it's no fault of the Giants. They had every reason to celebrate. But if you're a 49er player, that stings a little bit. So, yeah, I mean, does it impact today's game? I don't think very much. But in the minds of the 49er players, probably like the Gilbride comment, any little seed for extra motivation, probably not a bad thing.
Yeah. That horn means we're 90 minutes to kickoff, so we should be getting those inactives here pretty soon. But as you kind of mentioned, the loss is kind of stinging. I mean, it has to mean a little something. Playing sports as a kid growing up, you always, that team, all, you know, that knocks you out always kind of stings a little bit. But next question from @StephenCDoe. What's going to be the key to the 49ers' success on special teams? And with all the accolades that the 49ers have been able to do so far, offense and defense, special teams has been the one area that maybe hasn't been as strong as it was last year.
Yeah, Steven, that's where exactly what Scott said there. That's been the one, if you're going to red flag anything from the first 5 weeks for the 49ers, it's mostly kick cover, punt cover and kick cover. Obviously, the punt run back in Green Bay should have been brought back on a penalty, wasn't called, but still the punt got run back, and there's been at least one significant kick return, mostly kickoffs more than punts, except for the Green Bay game, in every game this year. Mm-hmm. McKelvin last week at Buffalo had two. And one that was brought back, a punt that was brought back on a flag. So that definitely is a red flag, because the 49ers last year, the bar was set very high, but they were extraordinary on cover teams. And there are some personnel changes. You know, guys like Colin Jones, Medee Williams, that were big on those cover teams last year, are no longer gone. Of course, the most obvious name for people who really follow the team is Blake Costanzo. Mm-hmm. And Trent Baalke talked a little bit about that with me in training camp this year, during preseason games, actually, that Costanzo brought an energy. That was the word. Costanzo brought an energy to the special teams that the 49ers were going to have to work to replace, and they may be still trying to find that. Now, I asked Jim Harbaugh this week in our conversation about the special teams, and he said Jim believes we have the right personnel out there. It's a matter of execution. So that answers, from the coaching viewpoint, that answers that question.
Yeah, Costanzo, definitely. I miss him in the locker room. He's a great guy to talk to always, and I wish him the best of luck in Chicago. Final question from Oh No, It's Jared. Love the Twitter handle. How many carries will Brandon Jacobs get today? Of course, he was questionable, and we'll find out for sure if he's active for the game in not too long.
Yeah, oh no, that's the big question. And I've sort of been wavering with a little bit of drama surrounding Jacobs this week, whether or not the 49ers actually do put him on the field. And I think some of this ties back into Steven's question, though. Remember, Brandon Jacobs is a guy that will not be a special teams contributor. If he's active, the likelihood is it takes a player down off the active roster who will contribute on special teams. Mm-hmm. Do the 49ers feel comfortable with that? Do they have enough and the other active players to cover all the special teams units? I think that's part of where we're sitting with both Brandon Jacobs, quite frankly, and LaMichael James, mm-hmm. and maybe even A.J. Jenkins. Those right now are guys that probably don't factor a lot on special teams. How many, you know, in the NFL, you know this, Scott, you learned this, there are not many guys that get to be up on game day without any special teams contributions.
Yeah, definitely a key, especially, you know, for the younger guys that you mentioned, getting onto the field initially. But yeah, Jacobs, and he even said he really hasn't ever played special teams during his career, so that would be something completely new for him. Well, Ted, hopefully we can the 49ers can get the last laugh here in the NFC Championship rematch, and definitely need to get that fifth win and start pulling away here in this very, very competitive NFC West.
Yeah, well, it's a great day at the Stick, and And it's going to be a wonderful week. I mean, you talk about two high-intensity games in 5 days. We're going to have it. So we'll see you Thursday.
Yeah, going to be a short week. Thanks, Ted.